This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Christmas stuff.
Oh, hi.
It's hello, Merry Christmas. It is Merry Christmas time, right? Thursday, the 10th of December. We're 2 weeks and 2 days from Christmas, I believe, if everything fits correctly. Am I right about that? 2 weeks and 2 days?
Tomorrow.
Christmas?
Are we 2 weeks from Christmas Eve right now?
Yes, we are.
Wow. God, that felt like it was so far away.
Merry Christmas to you. Fast. So it's a wonderful life that we have to share here. The DJV program, we all have wonderful lives. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, thinking about the movie, but also thinking about all of a movie starring us, right? Starring Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, thinking about our lives. Jennifer would tell you this year has not been such a great, this hasn't been a goosebump year, but I don't know that it's been a goosebump year for anybody under the circumstances. It's kind of...
It's bump in a bad way, but...
Yeah, yeah, right. It's maybe different. It's not a goosebump. It's a... Let's see. What would be a negative equivalent of a goose or geese kind of negative? A swan bump would be better than a goosebump at any rate. I especially love the part of the movie where we all say enough is enough, right? Don't they... Doesn't Jimmy Stewart or somebody in the movie says enough is enough?
I've never seen that movie. Yeah. This is
haven't
the year.
You?
Haven't? No. Mm-mm.
Oh, yeah. You got to see
the
movie.
This is the year that we've been convinced. Lewis has never seen it either, so this is the year we're going to watch it.
There it is. Okay.
It's a tissue. It's a little bit of a tear.
Yeah, don't watch it on a computer, though, please, Victoria. Watch it on a real screen.
I don't watch anything on computers. I hate that. I watch everything on our big screen.
Yeah, yeah. Some people, you know.
I'm not a laptop watcher, unless it's an emergency. I'm not a fan.
There's an old song, I'm a Girl Watcher, we could modify that to, I'm a lap watcher, watching movies.
Well, I don't
go
watch
by.
Laps. Yeah, that'd be perverted. I'm not a package peeker.
All right, speaking of perverts, Rudy Giuliani has left the hospital. He's also being sued by a bunch of lawyers who want sanctions against all of Donald Trump's attorneys. I'm sure Jennifer has something to say about that. I guess we could start with his being in the hospital for 4 days.
Yeah, now not too bad, actually, right? I think, I don't know if he went to the hospital because he was feeling so bad or if he went preemptively. Because remember, a lot of these people, when they get their diagnosis, they just go check themselves into the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad. Look, whether you like him or not, nobody wants
to. Yeah, it's okay.
Right?
I wish everybody well, even if you don't agree with him. I'm not from that school. Some people
and
are.
He's a
that old
cancer
guy
survivor. So I was, you know, look,
older.
I'm no fan of Rudy's, but, you know, like Jen said, I don't want anybody to be suffering from this virus or die from it. So I'm happy that he was in and out in 4 days. That's very promising to be 76. And, you know, he doesn't look like the bastion of health.
No.
So, and then having the cancer history, it's pretty remarkable that he was in and out in 4 days.
He plays the trombone, too. Did you know that?
No.
76 trombones in the big parade. Lawyers want to go after him and a bunch of other lawyers that work for Donald Trump because of all the time they've wasted. Meanwhile, the Trumps are moving out of the and packing up stuff. So what does that tell you about all of the other huffing and bluff? It is huffing and bluffing and bluster and... And the one good thing that has come out of it, though, Jennifer, and I've agreed with this all this week and since we've actually had the election, there are so many irregularities. The system is just so broken. You don't really – I mean, I'm pretty confident that Biden got more votes than Trump did, so that means he ought to be the president. But other than that, I think Trump has done a service in part. There's two parts to this service. One of them is calling attention, not that he's the only one. We certainly have been doing it. I have. Been for years, decades, talking about the Electoral College and the elective system. And he's pointed out a lot of things that have been wrong. They're just wrong. You know, they're just the way these machines and the arrogance of the people who count the votes and yada, yada. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, now, are these attorneys that are after Trump's attorneys, are they Democrats? I mean, is it that self-serving, or is it a group of people? It wasn't clear on looking at the list, apparently about 1,000 attorneys and judges and law professors and that bunch have signed an open letter calling for the bar to investigate the attorney's conduct. So, I mean, that is that dangerous, too?
I haven't heard about it. This is a call to investigate Rudy Giuliani's conduct?
Well, it's not just Rudy Giuliani's conduct.
Where did you hear about this?
Let's see. Where did I hear about that? Hold on. Why do you ask me these questions? When I'm
you're asking us real, but I'm trying to follow it.
Yeah, wait a minute.
Even Googling isn't helping me so far, so...
Well, I know I clicked onto it and I clicked off. I'll find it. At any rate, it's a legitimate story, and I can understand why it is that people would want to. You know, there's this move afoot to quiet anybody on either side who doesn't go along with the program. But I think the Democrats are more people who lean in that direction. Are more likely, although Trump was guilty of it, you know, in a big way, trying to shut down people who don't agree with him. And that's really a dangerous...
Well, Trump's always been very litigious. That's why Michael Cohen, you know, was his right-hand man for so many years.
Yeah, but this is deeper than that.
But I don't know, what is this, though? I'm still confused what this is, because...
I'm concerned that we have this mood among us that just whenever somebody doesn't agree with us, you shut them down.
Right.
You pull
and
the
I
plug, you shut them down, shut them off, that kind of
I
stuff.
I don't believe that Trump did that at all. In fact, I think that's more symptomatic of the Democrat Party right now. If you don't agree, remember it was like, you know, unify, unify, unify. Well, you know, people before in the last administration did not unify under Trump. But now it's like, if you don't unify, well, then you're out. You know, it's like, so I don't know. I don't believe that Trump was that person. I think that was kind of a bad rap that was given to him. He let a lot of people in who dissented with him around him, in his circle, in the news media. And I don't know that he shut those people down.
He just fired them.
Well, people in his inner circle. I mean, and that's, you know, that's part of what is... when you have someone who is not sharing that same ideology with you in your inner circle, yeah, of course you're going to get fired. The same thing happened in every administration. Look at Michael Flynn. That's why he was not with Obama. Obama hated him. Obama went after him because he hated him.
This is a People magazine story, Politics and People. Lawyers urge investigation into Trump's campaign.
That's different. That has nothing to do with Rudy. That's the campaign finance.
Well, Rudy was a lawyer for Trump. So that's why.
Well, there's an investigation into that's happening right now into the way that the inauguration used the money. And they kind of blamed the allegation is that there was some, you know, misdoings there, and then they kind of blamed it on that woman who used to be Melania's best friend, who was the event coordinator.
Yeah.
So there's an investigation into where all that money went.
So
there's a lot of money for the inauguration, but
this is
I don't know what
group
this
is called Defending American Democracy, and it consists of lots of over 1,000 attorneys, retired judges, former attorneys, justices of the law, professors, bar association presidents, a whole bunch of people have sent an open letter to the bar association to disavow the Trump campaign attorney's conduct during their advocacy for Trump and the election procedures, et cetera.
Is that because there's so many? Because all these suits have been tossed out.
Yes.
Is that what they're okay?
Yep,
but
that's exactly.
I mean, that's America. You can sue anybody.
Good luck.
Yeah,
lawandcrime.com also.
And you can name the price. Like, I mean, that's America. I don't know. Well, good luck to them. I don't think they're going to
only in America. Well, it's, all it does is, you're not going to get anywhere with it, but it calls attention to the fact that this is something that's unusual. I wouldn't sign on to something like
unusual.
That.
It is unusual, yeah.
Because I think that, frankly, as I said before, there's a service that's been provided by, as the more scrutiny we have on the process, keeping it even, keeping it legal, keeping it just, keeping it working, all of those things have been frankly in question, not only in this election, but the one that got Trump into the White House in the first place, the one that got George Bush into the White House. You can go back that far, and probably even further than that. I'm just calling on recent memory from my experience, having been an excited voter, but I'm always excited for the wrong person. That guy can win, yeah, of course, and then not even close. Anyway, so that's that story. In a moment, let's talk about the situation with COVID, the vaccine, whether, and this is interesting, men apparently are more likely to be admitted to the hospital under the stats here than women are if you have a bad case of COVID. Here's a way to avoid that bad case. Lose the weight. Get rid of it. Let's see what we can do about that. Well, you know, my story is pretty consistent here. I'm suggesting you choose Calitrin and the healthiest weight loss program that is available anywhere. This is the healthiest way to lose weight I've ever seen. And I've been on the air for a long time. I've seen a lot of these things come and go. A lot of people have gotten very excited about going on to a crash diet, or they've taken things that are full at the Garcinia, Cambogia, whatever that stuff is, all kinds of stimulants and things. Nope. Calitrin is the only way that you can lose weight and not have all of that stuff to deal with. It's just, and by the way, it's gluten-free, too. Gluten-free, stimulant-free, drug-free, all those things. Used and trusted, 86% success rate, losing weight naturally. You have to tune your body up, and that's what this stuff really does. 45-day guarantee. If you haven't started to lose weight in 45 days, you get your money back. All kinds of reasons to do this, but being healthy and staying away from the boogeyman in the hospital, that's probably that would be my recommendation. Who wants to suffer through that? And if you're going to be overweight, you're a sitting duck for the problem. Calitrin, specially formulated, scientifically proven to work or your money back. That's why. That's a heck of a statement, isn't it, huh? And they have all kinds of deals right now. The BOGO deal, buy one, get one free, buy three, buy 10, buy 100, whatever. You'll get an equal number of them between now and Christmas, big time of the year for people to get on a weight loss program. So why not give it a step up? Go to toploss.com, their website, toploss.com. Use the code DJV on checkout. Don't have to pay for shipping, and you get that BOGO deal. That's the reason to choose Calitrin. Well, the number one reason to choose it is it works. Check it out, toploss.com.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms can mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
All right, so here's the story about men versus women when it comes to being admitted to the ICU because you got COVID. Three times more men, especially in the early weeks and months of the virus. These are medics and health professionals. This is not just here, but around the world. There are more men that got hit harder than women. Why would that be, I would wonder? I guess
it's the chromosomes. This is really interesting. It's because women have two X's and men only have one, and the X is the gene code for immunity, which is what protects women and the babies, basically. Mm-hmm. And so, like, that's what's really interesting about this, is that this comes all the way down to your chromosomes. And really? That's, men just only have one X, so they're at a disadvantage.
Yeah, of course they are. Men are always at a disadvantage.
Oh, 21
every time. After the hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Understand anything she's singing.
God is a woman.
I haven't heard that lyric line yet, though.
Oh, it was at the beginning. It's the name of the song, too.
I know, I got that. It's Ariana Grande announcing, this is sort of along the same line of what you just said to me off the air when I was talking about men going to the hospital. Men always have a tough time. And you said something that was not nice at all, Victoria.
What? You should I did not.
Yes, you did.
No, don't put that out there. I said nothing. You're grumpy today, Mr. Grinch, so move on.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
everybody.
Exactly.
All right, so anyway, Ariana Grande is releasing a new concert film called Excuse Me, I Love You next week. Kind of like the old Hello, I Love You, Can You Tell Me Your Name? That is an old Doors song. The film is going to document her world tour on the 2018 album Sweetener, which kicked off in March of last year. The trailer for Excuse Me, I Love You is set to arrive today, in fact. She'll announce the project on Instagram. Actually, she wrote, releasing this as a love letter to you all, celebration of all that we have shared in the last couple of months. I know this project only captures one tour, out of the hundreds of shows and moments that we've shared together over the past 6 or 7 years, but I just wanted to thank you all for showing me more in this lifetime already than I ever dreamed of. How old is she?
20.
Mid to late 20s, right?
Yeah. Right. Has she handled the stardom well?
Except for that donut licking incident. Yeah, I think so.
Ew.
She's been in the spotlight since she was probably 3.
She's the one who had the big shooting at her concert, right?
The bombing in Manchester.
Or the bombing, yeah. That's not the shooting.
What do you mean donut-licking incident?
There was some incident where she was in a donut shop and, like, I think
talk about a terrorist
attack. Oh, I remember that.
Back,
she picked
it up and licked one. Who is abusing a donut?
Donuts?
Right. Yeah. Donuts?
Are they gluten-free?
Yeah,
she licked a gluten-free donut.
Yay! All right, so anyway, by the way, did you get your box of bread and stuff yesterday?
I did.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It looks amazing.
I don't have a freezer large enough for
it. Okay, anyway, we're talking about Yvonne's Bakehouse sending us goodies. We'll talk about that later on. Anyway, so Ariana recently joined Jennifer Hudson to perform an updated version of Oh Santa with Mariah on the Christmas special, which is going to stream on... It's already on Apple, isn't it?
Yeah, it's on, yep.
Yeah, right.
It's cute.
Okay. God is a woman. And where is... We have proof of that? You were asking me for proof of that legal suit the other few minutes ago. What about... Do we have proof that God's a woman?
The point of her song is... Yeah. If you hang out with her, you'll be convinced that God's a woman.
And about as much proof as that lawsuit.
Right.
Okay, calm down. All right, next up here, 26 After on the TJV program with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug is Jessica Simpson, who apparently has signed a deal with Amazon to develop a handful of projects, including a docu-series based on her book, Open Book. It's a memoir. Open Book serves as the inspiration for a separate scripted series that's also in development. And in addition to that... she's going to write a couple of essays, one on motherhood, one on gratitude, that Amazon Original Stories will publish next year. Who thought she could even write, right?
This book did gangbusters.
It's actually really good. I have the book.
Really?
Yeah, I read through it a little bit during summer quarantine. It's
pretty juicy, right?
Yeah.
Who's she juicing on?
Well, she's had a tough life, a life that a lot of people didn't know about. Yeah. I mean, she talked about her husband and, or well, actually really her ex-husband,
Caroline.
Parents.
No, that was not with Federline. That's Britney.
She was with Nick Lachey.
Oh, right. Okay.
And she was actually, I guess she was molested. I don't even know what, I guess that's the right word, by someone, an older child, basically, that her parents used to let them hang out. It was like two families that got together. And so, yeah, it was, she's had an interesting life, and I think the story will be good. I think she's very likable.
I like her. So, yeah, I think she is too.
She's very sweet.
Yeah, right. The Open Book docuseries. She's a billionaire.
For all of her goods. Yeah. The Jessica Simpson shoes and the clothing line. Yeah.
Really?
Purses, perfume. Yeah. Right.
Good for her. The memoir will have never before seen personal footage. It's been shot over the past 10 years, exploring the highs and lows of her life, including her singing career, her journey to sobriety, starting a family, the rise of this billion-dollar business you're talking about. So it's cool. Good. Good for her. Happy that she's dealing and moving on. That's an important thing. And speaking of moving on, it's 29 after the hour here on the Thursday DJV program.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Pennsylvania GOP Representative Mike Kelly says his challenge to election results in his state is not over despite being denied an emergency order by the U.S. Supreme Court.
All that happened is we were not granted a temporary injunction relief. That's all that happened. But we are in the midst of a constitutional crisis right now in our country, and we have to get answers, and we have to get it from the highest court in the land.
Another case has been put forth to the Supreme Court by Texas and joined by 17 other states to prevent Pennsylvania as well as Michigan Michigan, Georgia, and Wisconsin from participating in the Electoral College. That lawsuit argues the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause was violated in the 2020 election. One of the year's most anticipated video games is having problems on consoles. Cyberpunk 2077 on PS4 and Xbox One seems to have major problems showcasing glitches and frame rate issues. The game is also well over 100 gigs to download. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunter Biden is under federal investigation over his taxes and questionable business dealings overseas. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has more.
Hunter Biden acknowledged Wednesday that he was under investigation by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware. The probe is looking into his taxes and business dealings in foreign countries, including in China. Biden has reportedly been under investigation since 2018. Senator John Kennedy says he's most troubled by the investigation into Biden's overseas business relations. The Louisiana Republican tells Fox News he's worried about the implications that U.S. foreign policy can be influenced with money.
President Obama put Vice President Biden in charge of the foreign affairs of two countries, China and Ukraine. And that's a fact. It's also a fact that in both cases, his son, Hunter Biden, walked away with tens of millions of dollars of contracts from connected people in those two countries. And there, at the very least, there was an appearance that America's foreign policy could be bought.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Colorado GOP Congressman Ken Buck says America can't move forward with a Joe Biden presidency unless the Justice Department appoints a special counsel to investigate Hunter Biden's laptop implicating the president-elect of wrongdoings. The Patriots play the Rams on Thursday Night Football, 8:20 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Four at the hour on the Thursday DJV program, 1/10 of the way through the month of December, because it is the 10th. Did I say 1/3 or 1/10 of the way? I think I said 1/3. Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. Okay. Well,
interesting math.
Catching. Right. That would have happened on the 3rd.
Notice that I'm so bad at fractions, I would never argue with you.
Never
mind. Tell me you're like.
Okay. There we go. We're all connected here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, aren't you happy she's connected with all of us and you and Victoria Keelan, the same thing? And I know you're happy that you're connected to me because I'm the voice of truth, justice, and the American way here on the DJV program. Speaking of that and the connectivity of how we are all together and the broad effect that all the different thoughts that we have on the audience, you get three for the price of one in a manner of speaking here. I'm not in a grumpy mood. I'm in a melancholy mood. There's a difference. And the melancholia comes from, I was canceling my trip to Los Angeles last night, and I became, kind of funky. And I became funkier because I turned on the television, and there was a PBS documentary on the life of John Denver. And what he, I had not ever seen it before. The documentary is about, I don't know, 20 years old or so. He's been dead since, well, he's been dead 20 some odd years. Anyway, and in the documentary, I learned some things I didn't know. John Denver, I have always had a great admiration for him and his music and his, the way he lived and the causes that he got involved in. He was a very interesting guy. Very, you know, we were talking about Jessica Simpson a few minutes ago and the things that she went through. John Denver, whose real name was John Dieteldorf, was a very troubled guy in many ways through his life. And one of the things, though, that came out in this documentary was that he was considered, when the Challenger went up in 1986, John Denver had said, he's been always a big follower of NASA, and he said to the people that were running NASA, and I never asked my friend Jay Honeycutt about this, but I should, because he was running the program. He selected the astronauts for pretty much 25 years. He picked them all. And so Christa McAuliffe was in the running. They were looking for a civilian, you know, the first civilian to go into space. And McAuliffe and John Denver were the two that were on the top of the list. I didn't realize that John Denver had been on the list, but he trained.
So he really was just destined for some sort of horrific air tragedy.
Yes, right, yeah.
Wow.
He was philosophical about the fact that McAuliffe got it. He trained with all those astronauts. They put the top two or three people together, and he and Christa became very good friends. And so when they went up and, you know, went up and came down, he was very, very philosophical and thought for a long time that he should have been there because she was too good a person to have lost her life.
And, you know, that, and yeah, how did he die again?
He died in a little...
Built his
little,
own plane and crashed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, yeah.
What year was that?
1997.
Wow.
So, anyway, that's the reason I'm, I was thinking about that and looking at the latest from NASA, Victoria. They've named 18 astronauts that are going to train for the next trip to the moon, which is supposed to be when? I guess, what, 2023? Is that it? So there are...
They are trying to... There's a... I think they're trying to do it in either 2023 or 2024.
Mm-hmm.
I think 2023 is going to be four astronauts, and then they're trying... This is the Artemis missions, and then
yes.
I think they're trying to have a larger crew, but funding is pretty much, I think, going to be... the issue. So, but they have 18 astronauts, 9 women and 9 men, and it's kind of an interesting group. They announced this. Mike Pence was there with the group announcing everything. They paid tribute to Chuck Yeager, and then they announced this
is, by the way, excuse me for a second. Mm-hmm. There's another guy. We didn't talk anywhere near enough about what he did, breaking the sound barrier, what he did in his career. He basically set the tone for space, for interstellar space travel, with his work, with his studies, with his he took more chances. You talk about John Denver going up in a plane that he built by himself. Chuck Yeager was the definition of bold, ballsy, whatever you want. He went into to what do they call it? He was the first one to break the sound barrier fly that bullet plane
faster than
the speed of sound. And it was on the bump. It was right on the cusp of like 110,000 feet or something like that, which is where the atmosphere pretty much dissolves. So
he jumped out of plane. Yeah. I mean, the guy was just...
He was kind of crazy, actually.
He must have had an iron stomach.
So anyway, excuse me, Victoria. Back to what you were saying about what they're going to do here.
Really interesting. So of the group, four have space flight experience. Of the 9 men, 4 of the 9 men have been to space. 5 of the women have been to space, and so 9 total have never flown in space. So it's half experienced and half sort of inexperienced. So it's an interesting mix, and this is the next team that will handle all of the Artemis 3 missions.
Mm-hmm.
So and then they'll eventually walk on the moon. So one of these women will be the first woman to walk on the moon, and
cool.
I think however many men have already walked on the moon, whoever the next guy will be.
Yeah.
I don't. How many people have actually set foot on the moon? Is it 2 or 3?
Oh, no, six.
More than that, yeah.
Six?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, then, yeah. But it'll be interesting to have the first woman on the moon.
Mm-hmm. You know what really bugs me? And
I
Jennifer,
her name's Alice.
To the moon, Alice! There you go. And she'll
if
find
it's not, she should officially change
likeness of Jackie Gleason up there. Well, you know, one of the promotions for the Honeymooners was a picture of Jackie Gleason with a spaceship headed to the moon. Did you ever see that? There's a, you can probably look it up someplace. Anyway, so this is the time frame is important. The money is important. I noticed that one of the people that's pushing this said this is sort of a generational thing mm-hmm. because the people who are my age get it. The people who are your age don't.
Well, no, that's not true. What he meant was this is a multi-generational project.
Well,
he was talking about the budget. It's a much lengthier quote.
Yeah.
But he was saying that this needs to be a multi-generational project. So that's why he said that this is going to cost $3.3 billion. That's what they've requested. So
yes.
It has to be beyond the current generation of astronauts. There's going to be another generation beyond that to do the training, and that's how long they want this project.
Yeah, well,
the
Artemis project is aimed at building an outpost on the moon to use it as a launching pad to go to Mars. That's really what they're doing. That's what this is all about here.
And I actually think the way that kids are learning, you know, STEM and coding and stuff, I think that the younger generation of kids coming up now would probably be much more interested in space exploration. Mm-hmm. I think that, Elon Musk
when I was little, it was always, I want to be an astronaut. That was such a big... And I don't think kids feel that way anymore.
No, because there's no promotion.
Took over and, well, right. That's not it. It's because pop culture took over and everyone wanted to be a rapper and everyone wanted
to be
a pro athlete.
Star. Yeah.
Yeah, now it's a YouTube star. Right, exactly.
Great. Well, the short-sightedness of George Bush, coupled with the short-sightedness of Barack Obama, basically brought the space program to a grinding halt. The fact that we didn't continue to fly the shuttles, there were three or four of them that were still in good shape, could have done that. We could have saved hundreds of millions of dollars. We've been paying the damn Russians $53 million for every person we spent up to
the
space. It's damnable. It really is. And these, the God-blessed political side of this, and people, the short-sightedness of people who look at these things, they say, well, we don't have any immediate impact, and they want to spend $700 billion on defense when the 250 of it is wasted. It is more than damnable. It's more than outrageous. It is it's a yensing, a screwing, if you will. The American public doesn't get their money's worth out of what they spend in tax money anyway.
But can also not be that cynical, and you can also look at it in the other. And there are some really good things that have come out of this in the last few years because Elon Musk got so much of a boost for his
energy. Yeah, I get that.
Then he was able to create SpaceX and look at what Richard Branson's doing with Virgin.
That's fine. Perfect.
Too.
I'm all for that. I want private enterprise. But if we're going to spend money to develop the Space Wars or whatever the hell that is, and when you look at the GAO accounting of what we do with the defense, and never mind that, you can look at any department, the incredible, 30 cents of every dollar, you know how the tax dollar breaks down? 40 cents of it goes to pay the interest. 30 cents of it goes to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. 24 cents goes to entitlements. So what's left? Look at it. Understand how we're getting screwed. And we just kind of sit back and take it and want to become rappers. There we go. That's perfect. All right. I am a little today. It's okay. All right. Let's talk about something that is good, yummy, 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 and good for our tummy. All those great things from Yvonne's Bakehouse. We were quipping a few minutes ago about all of us getting big boxes, huge boxes of breads and cookies and cake, the rolls and things, and it'll take us a month to just taste all of this stuff. But the reason that that's the case is because Yvonne's Bakehouse has become a pretty excited connector, if you will, to the program. I approached these people and said, you know what, this is such a great product. Let's talk about it on the air. And they said, yeah, let's do that. So we'll eat these things. You'll eat them. I've noticed a number of people, a fellow says, here's an order from this place. We have a nice personal relationship. And so it's kind of cool to see people who get the message, and we're just really starting with this message, that gluten-free doesn't mean it tastes like you-know-what. It has been in the past.
I have to tell you, I shared the cookies. I shared some of the cookies the other day, and people in my office were coming in going, oh, my gosh, those are so good. Where did you get them? And I told them, and I explained that they were gluten-free, and everybody was sort of laughing because I think when you see gluten-free cookies or bread, you just expect it to be like a brick.
Right.
But people are going – I mean, everybody in my office was going nuts for these cookies.
Including your father?
I cannot wait to try the raisin bread.
All right, so you know what? He's going to be on the phone to this guy right away. Hey, let me advertise on CRN.
Watch out, he's coming.
I can hear that call. Well, at any rate, in the meantime, if you're a chocolate lover, you're going to love these cookies. If you like white chocolate like I do, don't pay attention to Victoria. She says there's no such thing. Although I will tell you, last night somebody gave me something that was made out of white chocolate, and I tasted it, and it was awful. But this stuff is the ingredients and they're the top of the line. These people are very sweet. They've worked hard now to build this business up. It's another great American story, actually. If you're a good American, and you're going to love these cookies and love the story, which you can get of Ebon's Bakehouse as well at their website, ebonsbakehouse.com. Use the DJV code for a big discount. Gift cards, too, for the cookie lover on your list. Check it out at ebonsbakehouse.com. Here's something really exciting. Ebon's, E-B-A-N-S. You're going to hear me talking a lot, Victoria talking a lot, Jennifer talking a lot about Ebon's Bakehouse because of the cookies and the bread. Exceptional baked goods and treats from Ebon's Bakehouse flying off the shelves around the country. Now you can get yours directly by going to Ebon's Bakehouse, ebonsbakehouse.com, where their specialty is making cookies. Victoria says, oh, well, you're not going to talk about the bread. You're going to talk about the cookies because that's what you like. Well, she's kind of right about that. But they use only the best products, no matter what they're baking. Grass-fed butter from the Amish country, range-free chickens, gluten-free, no worries, taste fabulous. Get them for Christmas for all of your friends and family. EbonsBakehouse.com. When you're checking out, make sure you use the discount code DJV. All right, so we're talking about the space program. 47 after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Doug, Victoria. The Northern Lights, ladies, could be visible this week all across the northern part of our country. This is the time of year when this sort of stuff, you know, unless you get a lot of clouds cover and that kind of stuff. But if you have a clear night, man, and you can't see it in New York, can't see it in L.A., big cities can't see it. But
if you're south of Maine, you can't see it in New England. So it just goes right across the top of the country, Maine, Montana, to Washington State. But you have a really good chance of seeing it. This is on my bucket list. I've always wanted to see the Northern Lights. But
the Aurora Borealis, I've always loved that name. Right? What's in a name? The Aurora Borealis. But the Northern Lights, it's something that you behold it. It's an electromagnetic storm, if you don't know. And it's kind of like a big lightning storm. That's really what it is. Only the sky is clear. It doesn't come as a result of clouds and collisions of... I'm not even sure as many times... I know it's a geomagnetic storm, but I don't know what causes it. Does anybody know what causes it? The lights?
I don't. Have you ever seen them?
I've seen them once when I was in Alaska.
Oh, that's
the only time.
I bet that's incredible. Yeah.
Well, it is up there because, in Alaska, especially this time of year, it's dark 23 hours a day.
Yeah, there's no light pollution or anything.
No, there's nothing. You can see the stuff in it. That's why, as you said, the northernmost points in America, and then, Canada can see it, and Alaska can see it all around the Arctic Circle. Which is another amazing thing. If you ever get a chance to take a trip on what they used to call the old dew line, distant early warning line, there's a trip for you. It's speaking of trips, you're listening to the DJV show, 10 before the hour.
The There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Victoria Keelan is here. Doug Steffen is here. And the popular position we find ourselves in is looking at tech info. It's Tech Talk time, 53 after the hour. I must mention, as we get started, you probably saw this. I'm sure you did, as a matter of fact, Victoria, that all the states and Fed regulators are suing Facebook for stifling competition. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, they want Facebook to be broken up. I don't think that's going to happen.
No.
But, you know, it's America. You can sue anybody you want.
Right.
That's the theme today.
Yes, it is. Redbox's free ad-supported streaming service. What's up with that?
Yeah, Redbox has now added on-demand movies to the free ad-supported streaming service. What's that? What that means, ad-supported, it means it's free, but you have to sit through some ads. And so they have a new free on-demand section as well, and you will have to also sit through ads, but you don't have to pay for it. And so last February, Redbox launched the free live TV that had ad-supported live TV channels from specific publishers and curated channels across different genres. And so now free movies make the offering a bit more enticing. If you want to download the Redbox app, it's free. Now, Redbox is having a bit of a problem breaking into this realm because they're best known for the red kiosks that are outside grocery stores and in malls for renting DVDs and Blu-ray. And so streaming and the digital rental service now allows them to reach more customers who might not have actually wanted to use a kiosk, or maybe they don't have one near them. And also, a lot of people don't even have a DVD or Blu-ray player anymore. Everything has gone digital. I sit and look at my Blu-ray player that isn't even plugged in, that collects dust every day.
Really?
And I don't know that I'll ever have another need for it. But, so the selection for Redbox and the free on-demand doesn't have the huge, big blockbusters and classics that you might be expecting. But it does have a lot of, like, you know, notable cult favorite hits. And so there are some cool things there if you want to stream if you want to just peruse through it. Redbox's service joins several other free streaming options right now. Pluto TV is gaining in a lot of ways, and Tubi is also free. It's becoming a very crowded marketplace, as we know. And so other than a connection to Redbox's brand name and their catalog, there aren't really clear differences between a lot of these free on-demand streaming services, yet they are free to download, and a lot of people have just added them on to their Fire Stick or onto the home screen of their TV. So there are some other options. Free on-demand is currently available in the Redbox app. It's on iOS, Android, Android TV, Roku, and Vizio SmartCast platforms. And so the service will come to more devices like Xboxes and Samsung TVs. Probably at the turn of the new year, we'll start seeing them spreading out more.
All right, there you go. Here's some more info on that $20 competitor to the Apple Watch.
The Geek Out.
Our favorite American manufacturer of affordable smart devices appears to have done it again. Wise, most famous for their $20 security cams, have been rolling out a variety of other smart devices that equal the performance and feature of similar products, just at weirdly low prices. Have now put on pre-sale their Wise Watch. It looks a lot like an Apple Watch, and it will in fact measure your heart rate and even your blood oxygen just like a Series 6 Apple Watch, but instead of being many hundreds of dollars, the Wise Watch is just $20. Now, it's not as fully featured or have an app store, but Wise does tend to over-deliver on these things, so if this perks your interest, we've tweeted a link to the pre-sale over at the Geek Out.
Big news from Dell. Their biggest event of the year is here, and you're getting early access. Black Friday is officially on. That's right. Dell is giving you major discounts on computers with Intel Core processors. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/Black Friday.
All right, let's see what we can do here to make some trouble, Victoria. Mm-hmm. The question is Netflix giving away free subscriptions? Maybe that's
the answer. The short answer is no. But you have to be careful because this is a big scam that is just spreading like wildfire right now. So yesterday I received two different text messages from two different numbers saying, quote, this is a text message on my phone, due to the coronavirus pandemic worldwide, Netflix is giving some free passes for their platform during this period of isolation. Run on the site because it will end quick. And then the link is basically a phishing site. This has been happening a lot. And so yesterday I got two different texts. The other one said, due to the pandemic, Netflix is giving everyone a free one-year subscription to help you stay home. Get yours here, followed by another link that they want you to click on. So none of this is true. And you have to be really careful because I've gotten emails about this as well. Netflix is not making any offer like this. In fact, you can't even get a free trial anymore on Netflix. That ended in October. So they will never do another free trial. So just be very, very alert. We're in the holiday season right now. This is the scam season. And just be on high alert. The IRS, the Social Security Administration, Netflix, Amazon, none of them will call you. None of them are texting you. Just be very, very vigilant.
All right. There's the word. You heard it from Victoria Keeman. I'm Doug Steffen here, navigating the ship somewhat on the DJV show.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.